K.A.
Robert Mangino, live local talk radio at night. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Me out here, a man and a woman of equal education and experience, they're doing the same job for the same company, but the woman makes less than the man. Does that immediately equal sex discrimination in your book? Does it? Same education, both went to school for the same amount of time, whether you know both high school degrees or both college graduates, doesn't make a difference, whatever. It really doesn't even matter all that much what the job is. Same education, same experience. The man makes more than the woman. Is that an example of sex discrimination in the workforce? Now, there's a lawsuit that has made it all the way to the Supreme Court. And the Supreme Court hearing arguments, in fact, today about this very issue. It was dealing with Walmart, where you have women that were working that wanted to be able to turn this into a class action lawsuit where you could have upwards of 500,000 women, maybe 1 million, maybe 1.5 million women joining this class action lawsuit against Walmart, saying that they have been discriminated against because they haven't been able to make as much and they're denied opportunities for advancement and promotions because guys are more likely to get those opportunities for advancement, more likely to see manager positions. And then once into manager positions, more likely to advance through those manager positions. And the argument is, if it's happening, it's sex discrimination. I don't think that just because you have a man and a woman, same education, same experience, doing the same jobs for the same company, and the woman makes less than the man, that it's discrimination. I mean, you got to bring more than that. In fact, I'm having a hard time even getting my mind around this whole idea of sex discrimination. I'm serious. If she is going to work and she's willing to work for so much, and the man goes to do the job and he's willing to work for so much, it just happens to be that his so much is a little bit more than her so much. Is that discrimination? She's the one who's willing to work for less, right? Let me ask you this. Is it sexual discrimination for a dealership to sell a car, same make, same model, same year, all the the amenities are the same, all the add-ons and everything, fully loaded, it's all the same, okay? The guy comes in, and he buys the car for $28,000. She comes in, she buys the car, she spends $30,000. Was that sexual discrimination? No. Wasn't about sex discrimination at all. Was it? I don't think that it was. Well, how do you explain this then? Two people, same education, same experience, doing the same job for the same company, but they're both guys. They're both white guys. But one white guy is being paid more than the other white guy. What discrimination is there? You have to dig for discrimination? Well, they both may be Caucasians, but what are their hair colors? Oh, we're going to go blonde to brunette discrimination. I see. How about the color of their eyes? How about nationality? One English and the other maybe Italian? Is that what it is? How about this as a possibility? That when it comes to getting the job and doing the work and negotiating, I'll do this work for this much money, it's back to being on the individual who's getting the job. Could it be something as simple as one person is a better negotiator than another person is. And typically, women don't like negotiating. They don't. They're not into all of that back and forth kind of thing. So they're willing to settle for less oftentimes than a guy's willing to settle for. Guy gets into it. You know, he realizes it's part of it and is a tougher negotiator. Could it be just that? And if she is willing to give of her commodity, which is her time, for less than he is, why is the company at fault for saying, okay, I'll take that deal? What's the problem? Why does that mean it's sex discrimination? I don't quite get that. Think back to when you had kids, and for many of you who still do have little ones, which one of you is more likely to call off to take care of the sick kids at home? Mom or dad? Mom or dad? All the experiences that I've had, granted, it's 100% anecdotal, but all of the experiences that I've had, mom stays home with the sick kids. I don't know of any dad that's ever stayed home with the sick kids. Personally, never talked to them. I clearly don't know them. I don't ever recall even talking to them in any talk show I've ever done. Mom stays home with the sick kids. Oh. So when the employer is looking at hiring somebody, that they need to have a dependable person who's going to show up every day, do the work, who are they more apt to hire? The person who's more apt to show up to work, or the person who's more apt to call off because the kids are sick? It would be the guy, right? Is that somehow wrong? I mean, the company is not making a decision because we just don't like women. No, they're making a decision based upon what's in their own economic best interest. And if they can get the same work out of somebody for less money, they don't care if it's a male or a female. Right? The car dealership. Who can they get the most money out of? They don't care if it's male or female. They're just going to do the best they can to get the best deal possible for them. Is it their fault that a woman may not be as good a negotiator as a guy? Is it? Is that immediately then sex discrimination? Of course it's not. And is it wrong for a company to say, listen, we want to make sure that we have our people coming to work as often as possible, and since women are, by and large, more likely to call off because of their sick children than men, then you wait toward a guy when you have issues where they're comparable to each other. It isn't about hating on women. It's just about living in the real world. And I got news for you. If men weren't better negotiators on par, and women were, and you'd have a difference. The women would be getting better pay, and then the men wouldn't be getting as good a pay. So do we need laws in place then to make it so that those who aren't really all that good at negotiating wages can then get a little bit of a boost? What if we had a society where the women were the primary money earners and the guys were the ones that primarily raised the kids? And considering the number of women who are going to college as compared to guys, and the number of women who are graduating as compared to guys, and the workforce the way that it is right now, the guys having a more difficult time in this economy than women have had, we could be going in this direction where there's more Mr. Moms. And the business owner says, well, you know, men are more likely to stay at home with the kids. I'm more likely to have her come to work every day. I'm hiring her. It's just business. It's not about hating a sex. It's just business. What's wrong with just business? I want to hear from you on this. 866-391-1020. 866-391-1020. Wherever you are, if you can hear me and you can grab a phone, I got a toll-free call for you. 866-391-1020. Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKRadio.com.
Pittsburgh's news and information leader.
News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Want a great deal? Click now on KDKARadio.com for KDKA's local offers. Log on now for $50 gift certificates for just $25. This offer is from their newest location in Wexford. Ichiban offers entertaining tableside cooking with skillfully trained chefs that'll awe you and your friends. And their sushi bar offers the best and freshest sushi around. A great deal from Ichiban in Wexford. So click on KDKARadio.com for our great local offers from News Radio 1020, KDKA.
Our number one thing in our system is speed and explosive power. And I would list speed three times. We want to be fast, we want to be efficient, and we're going to be explosive. We're excited to bring a high-energy, innovative, high-octane approach to this university. I want people that are out at Heinz Field to not sit down in their seats. And that's the type of football that we're going to play.
Pitt football season tickets are on sale now. Call 1-800-643-PITT.
It's great to be part of a family business. This is Barry Ehrenrich. It's great because I get to see how the values that I've been taught every day of my life are the same values that are part of the relationships that develop with our customers at Petite Kitchen and Bath Design Center.
That's right, Barry. For three generations, our family has had the privilege of working with their families, listening to their ideas, and coming up with designs for their kitchens and baths, and being sure that they're completely satisfied with the results.
And the same qualities that build a solid family, respect, trust, and personal interaction, are the same qualities that have created generations of satisfied customers at Petite.
Join the family. Stop into our showroom on Route 50 or call us at 412-279-2222. That's 412-279-2222.
Haven't you waited long enough?
Petite Kitchen and Bath Design Center, Pennsylvania, license number 625.
Men accept a lot of things that seem to come with age, like gaining fat, feeling down, even a low sex drive. But these things aren't always age-related. It could be due to a natural decline in your testosterone levels. There is something you can do. Call for a risk-free trial of Ageless Male, a new cutting-edge supplement for men. Ageless Male is all natural, and it's clinically shown to raise testosterone by 50% and maintain healthy, normal levels. Be the guy you used to be, with the youthful energy, the positive outlook, and the healthy sex drive you once had. Call now to try Ageless Male risk-free. Hurry, this special offer won't last. Just call 1-800-427-7631. That's 1-800-427-7631. With Ageless Male, you can raise testosterone naturally by 50%. Don't wait another day. Just call 1-800-427-7631. That's 1-800-427-7631.
Robert Mangino, live local talk radio at night. News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, 819, up on my Facebook page. Men and a woman of equal education and experience do the same job for the same company. The woman makes less. Sex discrimination? What do you say? Let's go to Marco, Mount Lebanon. Good evening. You're on KDKA.
Man, you know, there's so much wrong with your thinking. I don't even know where to begin. But
wherever you want to start.
Okay, well, okay. I'll begin in 1963. I was working at a 15-cent hamburger stand in South Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
I was making milkshakes. I was making 85 cents an hour.
Mm-hmm.
I found out the black guys were making 65 cents an hour.
Yes.
They do exactly the same thing.
Right.
I said, how's that happening? This was in the days when they had four restrooms, black,
okay,
white, two.
Right.
And they said, because we're black. Now, you think that that's okay because they have to be good negotiators?
Yes. You have to be a good, you have to, no, you have to be a good
negotiator.
No, you have to be a good negotiator. The baseline is minimum wage.
If you can beat somebody down in negotiations, then that's okay.
Isn't that how you spend your money? Isn't that how you...
Let me ask you something.
Isn't that how you spend your money, Marco?
That's not illegal. What you're espousing is illegality.
No, I'm not espousing illegality. I'm just saying that everybody's up to their own ability to negotiate their wages.
Let's say your mother works at the same job as somebody else. She makes shirts. She makes 100 great shirts a day. A white guy comes over, and she's white. I'm sure your mother's white.
Yes.
Okay, young white guy comes over. He's 20 years old. He makes 50 shirts a day, and he gets twice as much.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you think that that's okay. And your mother says, why is that? And the boss says, well, I like him. He's a nicer, you know.
Well, then you know what? Here's what I'm going to do.
You would think that that would be okay.
Yes.
That's why there's a law.
Well, let me ask you this. Let me ask you this, Marco. Two white guys are the situation instead of my mother and some other white guy. Two white guys.
I don't like to put your mother in it because you don't want your mother in it.
Okay, my mother and a woman.
Marco, my mother and another woman.
If you want to keep my mother in the mix, I'm glad you care so much about my mother. But if you want to keep my mother in the mix, my mother and another woman, same disparity. And now what?
Because women or men should not be dependent upon their abilities to negotiate or how much money.
What world do you live in, Marco?
I live in the world of the United States of America where you cannot indiscriminately screw people because you can you can get over on them.
Okay, so are you suggesting then, like the car dealership scenario that I gave, that if the white guy comes in and gets it for 28, that they're then sexually discriminated against the woman if she buys it for 30? Is that what you're saying?
That is not employment in the workplace.
But aren't you still talking about discrimination and based upon sex?
Okay.
So she has to be a great negotiator when she spends her money, but she doesn't have to be a great negotiator when it comes to earning her money. I get it, Marco.
That's right. You know why? There's a law. Hello?
Hello, Marco. Just because the person isn't the best negotiator, you got to have more than just what they're making less, in my opinion. For me, to sit on a jury and say that person is guilty of sex discrimination, you got to do more than just, well, they're making less. Why are they making less? How about this one? If they're willing to work for less, who's been harmed? All of these women at Walmart, whether it's the half dozen or so that's filing this lawsuit, or the half million to million and a half that could come on board if they got the permission from the Supreme Court to go ahead and file this as a class action suit, they willingly went to work for Walmart, right? Right. Did anybody compel them to go to work for Walmart? No. Did anybody say that you have to work for this, whether you like it or not? No, go work for somebody else. They said, we'll offer you this. Women said, okay. There you go. Where's the offense? Sue Freeport, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Yeah, I don't think listening to you talk just now, it's not that they necessarily went in, say they, male and female, went in at the same wages and they're equally doing the same job. What they're talking about is they're being overlooked by the males, and the males are advancing and the females aren't, even though they do the equal job.
Well, I just made a pretty good reason, argument for why that happens oftentimes.
Well, not
necessarily. Do you know of a scenario where a couple has children, and the children ill, and dad calls off?
Yeah, I have.
Who?
I have.
All right, it took you a while to think of one. Who is it then?
Well, my neighbor did.
So the husband calls off sick?
Yes.
Yes.
He has more,
now, is he the exception or the rule for who you know?
Oh, he's the exception.
Of course.
I think it's a bunch of baloney that the mother is the one that's typically expected to stay home with the children over the man.
Well,
more money than the female.
That becomes a domestic issue, not a business issue. That becomes an issue between a husband and a wife about, okay, who's staying home with the kid this time? You got to go to work? I got to go to work. You got to keep your job? I got to keep my job. So who's staying home with the kid this time? Since most of the time, overwhelmingly, it's women, then I understand why a business owner would say, I'm more likely to hire the guy, and I'm more likely to promote the guy because I'm more likely to get the guy to work. I'm not saying that women aren't worth employing. Please, do not even go there. I'm not saying that. I'm just giving you business money reasons of why these things happen. It's not about hating on somebody. It's just business. That's all. You want to make more money? Become a better negotiator. I don't want to have to become a better negotiator. All right, well, then go sit over there and whine about it then.
Hey, It's Jim Bohannon. Stay with us for the Bohannon Show coming up 10 p.m. till 1 a.m. in our 10 p.m. hour. Congresswoman Barbara Lee of California, her book Renegade for Peace and Justice. That's the Bohannon Show tonight, 10 to 1. Now back to Robert on News Radio 1020 KDKA.
Thank you very much, 832. I've gotten a suggestion that I should refer to my conscience. Barbara?
Uh-oh.
How are you?
Hi there.
Yes. Apparently my thought this evening is not going over all that big. That just because you have... Here's what I have up on Facebook.
Okay.
All right. For people who don't know, Barbara Boylan is my Jiminy Cricket. My conscience. Oftentimes, I don't go to her ahead of time. And I probably should more often than I do. But Barbara has played the role of conscience for me very well over my time here. Here's what I have on Facebook. Man and a woman of equal education and experience do the same job for the same company. The woman makes less. Clear-cut example of sex discrimination? I say no.
Okay.
And the reason why I say no is that when the guy sat down and negotiated the salary... Maybe he's a better negotiator.
If there was a negotiation.
Yes. And ultimately, if she said yes, and she, I'm willing to work for that. And he says, well, I'm willing to work for that. Is there something wrong with that?
Well, if somebody gets hired and ostensibly they're being hired for the same job, and
mm-hmm.
suddenly you discover that you're making less or more than another person.
Yes.
Sort of makes you go,
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, it does.
It makes you wonder whether you want to work for that company or not, doesn't it?
Well, sort of makes you wonder about a lot of things.
It does. A lot of wondering going on.
Yes.
A lot of wondering. I'm going to continue to wonder.
Yes, and if there's a consistent pattern, then you really start to wonder.
You do.
Yeah. Those are really things that make you go,
It does.
Because you can't, you sort of find it difficult to believe that all women are lousy negotiators, and only the men are good negotiators.
Where did you hear that? I mean,
well, that was your premise, was that if a man's paid more than a woman, he was a better negotiator.
Right.
So if you consistently have men doing the same job as women, and they're consistently making more, then what you're saying is men are better negotiators, and women are lousy negotiators.
What, just not as good as?
Uh-huh.
That's all I'm saying. Just not as good as. Not lousy.
Okay.
You know,
well, if
guys
they were
are
good
like
negotiators, then well, they'd be getting paid more.
But guys are like A plus, and girls, maybe it's like an A minus, B plus. I mean, it's still really good. I mean, you're still on the honor roll. It's just not necessarily A plus material. Is all I'm saying.
Okay. that's your stance, and you're sticking to it.
Thank you, Barbara.
Alrighty.
All right. Back to you. 866-391-1020. Sorry about the snort there. Michael North Hills, good evening. You're on KDKA. Michael, I will put you on hold and come back to you. Franco Salzberg, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Oh, you're really pulling a bone tonight, sexist pig that you are.
Listen, I'm not a sexist pig.
Yeah, I'm only kidding.
First of all, see, I view myself, because I've been called a male chauvinist in the past. I've been called a sexist before. And I kind of view myself more as a traditionalist.
You know what? In a way, you're right. But, I took something like, I was in sales for years. And people that were more attractive seemed to always make more money than me. And then I worked harder.
Well, that's true. There's a lot of truth there.
Money.
Yeah.
And it's proven fact that more attractive people make more money, you know.
Yes.
They did a study on that. I mean, but as far as performance goes, I met women that were fabulous and that were CEOs above me, okay? And they had no problem bargaining. I mean, you have people out there that are always looking for somebody to blame for their failures. But you know what? Especially in sales, broadcasting, women have towered over. They negotiate big salaries. Look at your anchor women. I mean, that... I don't see it today. I think these women are just disgruntled and jealous because they didn't put out enough effort. Somebody
they're just bitter hard. Women is what it is. Okay.
Well, I think you find that more amongst women. I worked at Walmart.
Yeah.
I can tell you right now, there was many women there that made more than I did. And I was in the sales department of firearms and sporting goods.
Yeah.
And they hired a girl 18 years old.
Yeah.
That never worked retail except for a candy store and paid her a buck more than I mean. But I didn't file a discrimination. Says,
right.
Hey,
well, I got to tell you, Franco, the reality is this. If I'm going to go and drop, you know, $750, maybe a grand for a firearm and some ammo, I'd rather be doing it with a cute little girl sitting across me, you know, at the counter.
I had girls who worked in the sporting department, but it came down to it. We needed that treadmill to carry the old car.
Right.
I think it's the job to do it.
Franco!
Hey, Franco. Oh,
there
right. That's just, I said on one desk, don't we have a policy here of two people on a carton that big?
Yes. But, see, you know, to me, if I had a sporting goods store that primarily catered to guys, I'm having the cutest girls I can find work at that store.
Yeah.
Because whoever's buying weights is buying more.
Yeah.
Whoever's buying whatever, they're buying more because of that.
Yeah.
So is that then reverse discrimination? Because and there clearly are. That's a great point, Franco. There are clearly places and positions where women do really well. Sales is a great one, especially when you're dealing with business owners. Sales, dealing with business owners, women do very, very well. In all my time in radio, top salespeople, the top five salespeople or so, you know, right at the top, majority women, making some serious money. I mean, crazy nice money, okay? And they're more apt to get the yes. Was that sex discrimination? What are you saying yes to her more often for? It's just the way life is. It's just the way life is. Carol and Shaler, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Hi, I'm just calling in now. You've put a third factor into my original two when you were saying, is it better negotiating or
yes.
And asking about did a husband or a father ever call off when a mother had. I worked just part time. I worked full time, then I worked just part time after my first child. And I had a day that I had to go in 3 to 11 shift, and the child was up all night, and he was ill. This was way back in the early 80s, and my husband was a teacher, and they had readily available substitutes at work. So, yes, he's the one that called off. I didn't, because I knew if I called off, somebody would possibly have to stay 16 hours.
Mm-hmm.
They would call it mandatory overtime.
Okay.
So there's your one example.
I am glad I finally got one.
And the other thing...
You are so sweet to call in and talk to me today.
You put the third factor in there when you were just speaking to the fellow before as far as sales and women and attractiveness.
Franco, the equipment hauler.
And,
yeah.
And I'll tell you, we had... it was hospital work. So... we had about 25 people in the department, and the person who could pull it off all the time was truly the most pleasing physically. She was a lovely girl, and and she got away with some things on calling and saying, whoops, I know it's Christmas Eve, but we lost our water last night, so I can't come into work because we just got our water back on, and I'm preparing for Christmas. That wouldn't fly anywhere on the other 24 people.
Right. Well, didn't you, okay, no personal offense intended here, Carol.
I won't take it.
Didn't you feel like you were discriminated against because you weren't attractive enough?
No.
Well, you should
have. Really
why didn't you? You should have. We're supposed to feel offended all the time, Carol.
Oh, I was going to say it depends where you have to be attractive. But, no, considering, as I said, I worked 3 days every 2 weeks.
Yes.
It suited me fine. But that
so did you ever consider consider wearing shorter skirts?
No, not for the jobs we had to do.
Okay. More makeup, maybe? Would that have helped?
I'm sorry?
More makeup. Would that have helped?
No, it just would have been as to with my husband. If your substitution is adequate, then that's the chosen person. So.
Yeah, but the whole water tank issue, you couldn't have gotten away with that, though.
Couldn't have gotten away with what?
Yeah, like the real cute girl that got away with all of that.
Oh, no. That was a pinch of the entire job.
Gotcha.
So
all right,
it's
Carol.
Not as though it was a factor that lingered beyond the moment up until now.
Gotcha. Thank you. And I am so glad to hear I now have my one example. Carol, who I will never forget. Where's she from again? With the example of the husband calling off. Here's the question. I have it up on Facebook. I want you to go and read it and post your comment there. If we're Facebook friends, then you can see my comment and read others and post away. But if we're not friends, you can't see anything. Got to be friends first. Here's the comment. Man and a woman of equal education and experience do the same job for the same company. The woman makes less. Sex discrimination? You tell me. 866-391-1020, Dollar Bank Instant Access, KDKARadio.com.
Pittsburghers are having something different for lunch.
It is beer, booze, and bullets. That's got to be pretty painful.
Mike Pentek.
Causing a lot of damage.
Weekdays, noon to 3.
Anyway, I just wanted to get that off my chest.
News Radio 1020, KDKA. News Radio 1020, KDKA cares.
Hi, this is Jeff Hathorn. Join me for Walk MS, April 10th at Point State Park. Multiple sclerosis typically strikes adults in the prime of life, between the ages of 20 and 50. And more than 7,300 families are touched by MS in western Pennsylvania, including mine. Help change that statistic. Join me for Walk MS on Sunday, April 10th, and make 2011 the year you join the movement to help create a world free of MS. For details, call 1-800-FIGHT-MS or visit kdkaradio.com.
Have you ever met someone and 2 minutes later forgot their name?
Are you forgetting shopping lists, appointments, and important dates?
How many times have you forgotten your keys and wallet?
Are simple things you should remember slipping your mind?
Bet it's not helping you at work.
I forgot. It's embarrassing, isn't it?
Think about it. Short-term memory is vital for everything.
Now you can help your memory with Think Strong, just once daily.
Think Strong uses new high-grade natural ingredients that support your recall, concentration, and focus.
Names, dates,
facts, figures, numbers.
Shopping lists are easier to recall with a healthier brain.
Think Strong supports your focus and concentration and recall ability.
Think of it as focus fuel.
I'm way more alert. I love Think Strong.
Think Strong is the bomb.
Call now for your risk-free trial of Think Strong. Call 1-800-883-7674. That's 1-800-883-7674. Improve memory, focus, and recall with Think Strong. Call 1-800-883-7674. That's 1-800-883-7674.
After 3.5 years, Levin Furniture will be closing out our entire line of Sealy Posturepedic mattresses. Starting this Friday, look for special sale prices on all remaining inventory. Sealy Posturepedic Queen Sets had sold for $6.99. Now just $3.98. Our top quality pillow top queen sets with memory foam were $12.99. Now just $6.88. Quantities are limited, so when these are gone, they're gone. This is your time for your new mattress. The Sealy Posturepedic Closeout Sale starts Friday at Levin's.
Plus, there's never been a better time to buy your pressure-relieving Tempur-Pedic mattress. Levin sells more Tempur-Pedic than any other retailer in the area. And for a limited time, ask for a $100 Apple gift card, good towards any iPod, iPhone, iPad, or iMac purchase when you buy your Tempur-Pedic mattress at Levin Furniture. You'll find the mattress that's just right for you and only at Levin Furniture.
Robert Bongino, News Radio 1020, KDKA.
All right, coming up tomorrow, make sure you're with me. Tomorrow, 6:45, I am giving away Frankie Valli and the Four Seasons tickets. All week long, a chance for you to win them, 6:45. We take caller number 10 at 6:45 all this week. I can't wait to go to the show. I'm just, like, so pumped up about it. I realize it may sound a little bit odd considering, it's not really my era. It's my parents' era. But they were such huge fans and brings back such wonderful memories for me as a kid. I'm looking forward to it. Getting a chance to meet Frankie Valli and just kicking back and spending an evening with everybody who's going to be winning. And it could be you. You could be the next winner tomorrow night, 6:45. Listen for the cue to call. And best of luck to you. We're talking about sex discrimination. And here's the question for you. A man and a woman of equal education and experience do the same job for the same company. The woman makes less. Is that a clear-cut case of sex discrimination? My thought is no. If he was willing to work for more and not less, and she's willing to work for less and not necessarily more, who's harmed in that? It isn't as though somebody's compelled to work. You must work at this company making this wage. Then that's a clear case of sex discrimination. Well, what about people who find out, oh my goodness, the woman's making less than the guy, doing the same job, maybe even doing it better? Well, you know what? You need to go and find somebody who will pay you what you're worth. I have no problem with paying people more, but it's on you to make more, right? Bob and Irwin, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Good evening. Hey, this really comes down to a quite like different tack. I've hired ex-Walmart people. I just got rid of one. Quite frankly, it's about aggressiveness. Men and women hired at Walmart, all the same run-of-the-mill employees are treated fairly equally. But it's about promotions, and it's about the level of aggressiveness of shift leaders, department heads, assistant managers, co-managers, you know, and store managers. It's a vicious environment. That's why it's so important to be aggressive. There are women that are prospering at Walmart.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what? From what I've heard from the employees that work there, they're ex-military women. Because they come in, and they're the king-size B, you know, B.I., and I won't go around. You've got to be that way, because what's out there is a joke. And that's why if you're a senior citizen, you go into Walmart, they almost tackle you. They'll give you a job. You can get a job at a Walmart any day of the week as a senior citizen.
Well, let me say this. Going back to the woman at Walmart and the queen bee, and, you know, I wouldn't suggest that it's about them going in there and being nasty. But if you're talking about somebody who's a former military, you're talking about somebody who probably has a lot of self-confidence and carries themselves in such a way as to where they are recognized. And
as a leader.
Yes, and are able to demonstrate that they can do this. And the kind of, I hate to sound, you know, too, I don't know, cliche, but if you have the right energy on this, if you put forward the right persona, if you will, then you're going to get the attention. If you go in there as meek, then you're not going to see the promotions. I don't care if you're male or female.
Right, and it's not technically you, it's the fact that you're going to get peed on by the people under you, because the excuses from the younger people that are there, they're endless. I mean, I've had everything from the cat knocked the alarm clock over to my personal favorite in my business, the dog ate my alarm clock. Did you ever think anybody would tell you the dog ate their alarm clock?
No.
It happens. 2 days in on a job, I can't come in. I got a date tonight. Who calls off the second day on a job? Yeah, that's what you're up against.
Right.
If you're going to go in there and you're going to be a pushover, you're not going to progress.
No, you're not.
If you perform, you will, you know, move ahead. Okay, have a good evening.
I can't get over people calling off work. My dog ate my homework? Really? That's the best you can come up with? I got a date tonight? Ridiculous. Absolutely ridiculous. See, when I, this lawsuit that is before the Supreme Court, Walmart is, the Supreme Court is looking at about whether or not Walmart has a system in place that is just so systemic that it needs to be brought to a class action status. Now, what's interesting is that the attorneys in this case are saying that Walmart doesn't have any control and the local managers are just doing whatever they feel like doing. And then at the same time, they're saying, well, this is a company policy out of Arkansas, out of corporate headquarters. And the Supreme Court justices are saying, are you kidding me? Which one is it? Either it's local managers that are going against official company policy, or it is official company policy. It can't be both. It can't be both. But I would argue, as long as you have people who are working a job and they are willing to take the job at the pay that it is offered, that's on them. And if the woman says, yes, I'll do it for $10 an hour, and the guy says, yes, I'll do it for $11, they both willingly accepted the salary. Now, when I go buy a car, would I buy the car for $30,000 if I knew that they sold the exact same car to somebody else for $28,000? No. But it's on me. That's on me to know what the value is of what I'm buying and to negotiate the best deal I can get. That's on me. Well, you know what? It's on you when it comes to getting wages, because ultimately you are selling something. You are a commodity. You are. You're selling your labor. You're selling your skill. You're a commodity. And people don't like looking at labor as commodities. They don't want to have to face it that way. And think to themselves, am I delivering more than what I am costing? If they're paying me $10 an hour, are they making $20 on me? They better be. Because once you figure in their share on Social Security taxes and all, and then health care expenses, all the benefits, you better be making them some serious money. If you're being paid 10 and all you're doing is making them 11, you're not going to have the job for very long. And this is what's happening with most of society. We're beginning to pick up on this idea that we have to make our companies money. The unions, they're not buying into it very much. They're still way in the past where they just think that, well, my goodness, I show up. Isn't that worth something? You have the union mentality, not the union members, all of them. But you do have this union mentality from the top where all their guys have to do is just show up and then they're all worthy of getting what they negotiated, whether they come drunk or not. Doesn't make a difference. And then you have young people who come in and they think, oh, I'm here. I want $15 an hour and be thankful I got here. Yeah, I realize that start time was 5 minutes ago, but aren't you glad I'm here? What, you want me to work hard now too? Do I really have to? Can I leave 5 minutes early? I got a date tonight. Well, at least I didn't call off like Josephine did. I'm here, right? That's how people are. No wonder why companies are looking for the illegals that are coming in. They'll work. They'll just work. I know guys that are in businesses, especially agriculture, that are so desperate. They can't get people who really want to work anymore. They can't get people who really want to. It's terrible. Next thing you know, they're going to Mexico and they're bringing up people legally, because they'll work for the wages. And I'm talking $12 an hour plus. Americans, you want to work for $12 an hour and you want me to throw hay bales for 8 hours? I'm not doing that. I'll go collect. Crazy? I'm not touching that job. We made it too easy. We clearly have. And going back to this issue of, because it's a little bit of a sidetrack on this discrimination, you got to present yourself as being worth more. It's a sales job. You're selling yourself when you go into that employer. And if all you think you're worth is minimum wage, what makes you think he's going to offer you more than that? And you have to do more than just think that you're worth it. You actually have to deliver to him something that's worth more than that. Then you're in a position to where you can make some money. But if all you got is here's my back, it's not worth all that much. And you don't realize your own personal value, you're not going to get all that much. Kevin, New Kensington, good evening. You're on KDKA.
Hey, how's it going, man?
What's happening, Kevin?
Hey, I had a question. That company policy thing with the Walmart, couldn't they, those two, they're the girl that's following that, can't she get fired for discussing wages? Because I know with my company that I work for, we're not allowed to discuss any wages.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know how that went. Couldn't they just say, hey, you're fired, call today, and no lawsuit?
Well, you can. The person could be fired for that. That may be true, but now that you know, there's still the potential of a lawsuit. Now, granted, they may be former employees, but it doesn't mean that they can't turn around and then sue for discrimination they believe occurred while they were employees.
Okay, yeah, that's the only question I have for you. Thanks,
all right,
man.
Kevin, thank you very much. Glad you checked in. All right, stick around because I have a very interesting topic coming up in the 9 o'clock hour. There is a move in place when it comes to disabilities and the way the government recognizes people with disabilities. And you may be surprised to find out that as far as the government's concerned, you're disabled and are worthy of special consideration at work. It's true. Maybe even some government benefits as a result of it, too, because you're now properly labeled as disabled according to the government. I'll give you details about that, and we're going to talk to an attorney that's intimately involved in this issue. Next, News Radio 1020, KDKA.